The Slowdown is supported by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraig O Tuama, a poetry anthology that offers immersive reflections, keen insights, and personal anecdotes on 50 powerful poems. Focusing mainly on poets writing today, Poetry Unbound engages with a diverse array of voices that includes Ada Limon, Ilya Kaminsky, Margaret Atwood, Ocean Vuong, Layli Long Soldier, and Reginald Dwayne Betts. Poetry Unbound, now in paperback.
I'm Tracy K. Smith, and this is The Slowdown. There's a line in Imani Perry's book, Breathe, A Letter to My Sons, that has never left my mind. The line for me is a form of consolation in the face of loss, something that captures the many complex feelings that arise in grief. And it speaks to the complications of surviving in an unjust world. Here is the line. It was his time to rest. It is our time to struggle. Even now, a version of this line helps me to make sense, if such a thing is possible, of the loss of my parents years ago. It was their time to rest. It is our time to struggle. Surely it captures the essence of life in this fraught century. Today's poem, by Haki R. Madhubuti, pays tribute to Gwendolyn Brooks, honoring the great poet's work of language and conscience, and it lays out a clear sense of the work that we, the living, must struggle to complete, the work of justice, the work of healing, the work of staying awake and telling the truth. It is our time to keep at it, to labor, to build, to resist, to speak, and to preserve. If we do, perhaps then there might be time for rest and joy and communion and celebration in our lifetime. Gwendolyn Brooks, America in the Wintertime, by Haki R. Madhubuti. In this moment of orangutans, wolves, and scavengers, of high heat redesigning the North and South Poles, and the wanderings of new tribes in limousines, with the confirmations of liars, thieves, and get-over artists, in the wilderness of Pennsylvania Avenue, Standing Rock, misspelled executive orders on yellow paper with crooked signatures. Where are the kind language makers among us? At a time of extreme climate damage, deciphering fake news, alternative truths, and meism, you saw the 21st century and left us, not on your own accord or permission. You have fought and fought most of the 20th century, creating an army of poets who learned and loved language and stories of complicated rivers, seas, and oceans. Where is the kind green nourishment of kale and wheatgrass? You thought, wrote, and lived poetry, knew that terror is also language based on denial, firstism, and rich cowards. You were honey and yes to us. Never ran from black, as in bones, Africa, blood, and questioning yesterdays and tomorrows. We never saw you dance, but you had rhythm. You were a warrior before the war, creating earth language, uncommon signs and melodies, and did not sing the songs of career slaves. Keenly aware of Tubman, Douglas, Wells Barnett, Du Bois, and the oversized consciousness and commitment of never quit people religiously taking note of the bloodlust, enemies of kindness, we hear your last words. America, if you see me as your enemy, you have no friends. The Slowdown is a production of American Public Media in partnership with the Poetry Foundation. This project is supported in part by the National Endowment for the Arts on the web at arts.gov.
All over the country,
we need to improve reading in Wisconsin.
Schools are changing the way they teach reading.
I'm calling for a renewed focus on literacy.
We have gotten this wrong in New York and all across the nation.
And it's happening because of a podcast.
I think your podcast has changed my life.
And I'm going to share this podcast with everyone I meet.
Sold a Story investigates how teaching kids to read went wrong. New episodes of Sold a Story are available now.